Seven things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland edition.
Good morning, it's Friday the 7th of October. It's World Smile Day. Happy birthday, Simon Cowell, Lewis Capaldi, Tim Minchin and Alicia Dixon. The gap between energy supply and energy demand isn't going to improve anytime soon. And if conditions worsen, we could be in for a very cold winter. At least that's according to EirGrid, who published a report on Thursday predicting a 37% rise in Irish energy demand by 2031. The Irish Energy Agency say this is due to low performance by existing power plants, the early shutdown of some older plants and pressure on the energy supply from the UK, who are facing their own energy crisis. In the short term, Irish energy demand this winter is likely to outstrip the available supply, and CEO of EirGrid, Mark Foley, said that this will pose a significant challenge.
When compared with last year, we have moderately more risk, and that's simply because we've less generation available this year than last year because some of the older plant is simply not available to us due to mechanical and other such problems. So going into this winter, there is clear risk.
The EirGrid report also revised forecasts on the impact of data centres and now estimates that in less than 10 years' time, 28% of the national power demand will be from these centres and other large users. Enforced blackouts for consumers aren't on the cards just yet. And speaking in the Dáil on Thursday afternoon, Thánaiste Minister for Enterprise Leo Varadkar said the risk of blackouts was very low.
If we do enter a red alert scenario, it is the large energy users that come offline first, like the data centres, for example, and they have their own generating capacity. It takes quite a lot of events to come together for us to be in a position where there would have to be power cut to homes, farms, businesses. And I think it's important that we reassure people that that's the case.
President Zelensky has told European leaders that Ukraine must win the war against Russia in order to protect the EU. Speaking at the first meeting of the European political community in Prague on Thursday, the Ukrainian president warned that his country must win so that Russia does not advance on Warsaw or again on Prague. President Zelensky also urged the world not to give in to Russia's nuclear blackmail during an address to the Australian foreign policy think tank at the Lowy Institute. Appearing via video link, he gave this warning.
If the world's response is weak, then Russia will come up with the new escalation. You see that the spectrum of illegal actions of this country is very wide. Missile terror, mass murder, deportations, nuclear blackmail, and the captured Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant.
A second man has been arrested in connection with the death of Thomas Dooley during a funeral in Tralee on Wednesday. A man in his 40s was arrested in Cork on Thursday afternoon. A man in his 30s was arrested in Cork earlier on Thursday. The fatal attack happened at a funeral in Rath Cemetery on Wednesday in the centre of Tralee town. Thomas Dooley's wife was also injured in the attack and is receiving ongoing care in Tralee General Hospital. Speaking to Virgin Media News, local Tralee councillor Donal O'Grady appealed for calm.
I'm asking and I'm pleading with the families and with those involved, whoever they are, I don't know, but stop. And stop now, because this is where we live.
The island is mourning after the death of 34 people, including 23 children under the age of 5, at a daycare centre in northeast Thailand. The attacker, an ex-policeman who was due in court on Friday on drugs charges, carried out the massacre on Thursday afternoon and then returned home, where he killed his wife and son before killing himself. Flags are flying at half-mast across the country as Thailand grapples with one of the world's worst child death tolls by a single killer in recent history. The Thai King and Queen and the Prime Minister are due to visit the community affected by the tragedy on Friday. Thai Prime Minister Prai Chan-o-cha expressed sadness at the killings.
He might have something inside him, facing problems. I don't take anyone's side. This shouldn't happen. It definitely shouldn't happen. I feel deep sadness towards the victims and relatives. Nobody thought this would happen.
Still to come this Smart 7 Ireland edition, Arsenal take the win and a sprinkling of not-so-festive cheer.
Right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. In Europa League action on Thursday night, Manchester United beat Ammonia Nicosia 3-2 in Cyprus to avoid a repeat humiliation in 4 days. In the Emirates, Arsenal fared better as they hammered Buddy Glimt 3-0 in a game that saw outstanding performances from Eddie Nketiah and Fabio Vieira for the Gunners. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta spoke after the game and said there is more to do.
Really happy, obviously, with the win. 6 points now with a clean sheet and the way we attacked the box when we got there. But in general as well, I think we lacked a little bit of connection today between the players, too many simple things, too many giveaways, and we weren't that consistent and that dominant throughout the game.
He's a man of many talents, but you didn't see this one coming. Brendan Gleeson has been wreaking havoc skateboarding around the Saturday Night Live studio in a new promotional clip. The much-loved Irish actor will make his debut hosting the popular US comedy show on the 8th of October. He'll be joined by Willow, the daughter of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, who will make her debut as a musical guest on the show.
I'm Brendan Gleeson. Most people know me as an actor, but the real me is a skater. We were shredding it.
Sir, you can't skate in here!
Up yours, copper.
Sir!
It's October, so you know what that means. It's practically Christmas, and the trailer for Violent Night is sure to get you in the spirit. The new festive movie will have you up all night waiting for Santa, but you'll wish you didn't. Stranger Things star David Harbour plays a grisly, more rueful version than the Kris Kringle of old in this holiday thriller. On Christmas Eve, the not-so-Saint Nick finds a family being held hostage by a gang and is forced to take matters into his own hands. You can catch Violent Night in cinemas from the 2nd of December, kicking off the holiday season by spreading cheer and spilling blood.
My name is Trudy Lightstone.
Are you gonna help us, Santa?
Yeah, Trudy.
Santa?
No, my nice list. Santa Claus is coming to town. Time for some season's beatings.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Doris.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.